didn't look after it, poor decisions. We were second best all over the park, especially in the first half. And the players will be the first to say they're a really honest group. You know they are. And for all the qualities they have, honesty is one at the top of the list. And today wasn't good enough.
And everything that we've read in the newspapers about what's apparently going on behind the scenes, should we read too much into the performance? Are the two things connected?
Absolutely not. There's no connection whatsoever. The simple fact is we had a bad day at the office today. And we came out and we knew that Charlton were fighting, scrapping. They haven't had a win here, I think, since early November. And we knew that we were the animal. And we said before the game as a group that if we don't match or more than match their desire to win the 3 points, we'll get hurt today. And that was proved to be the case. But from the very first 2 minutes of the game, we were stopping our touch, stopping our movement, didn't get high, didn't drag runners. Everything about our performance was very unlike Brentford. And as I say, that today, the group won't accept that. Start group of players and staff won't accept that. So we had a few words in the room, and they've earned Sunday, Monday off because of their performance over recent weeks. But Tuesday we're in to work and work hard, and our focus now is next week and improving on that, and hopefully giving our fans a better value for money, shall we say.
Tricky couple of decisions to be made with bringing players in. With Jake Bidwell's been pretty much never present. The centre-back, James Tarkowski's played very well. Tricky decision and a tricky game for those two to come in, Tony and Nico.
It was two excellent pros, but very tough. You know, Nico hasn't played for a while in terms of the first team level. Tony's been out for a while, came on obviously when Tarko got injured on the Tuesday evening. But it was a big ask, it was tough. But, you know, as I say, they're good pros and they're fit and they're well. But as a team, it's not just, I'm not saying Tony or Nico, as a team, we weren't good enough today. I thought second half, we had a lot more effort. Obviously, they sat deeper. Dougie's effort, again, same as Tuesday night, outstanding. You know, look how hard he worked. Pritchard looked to get on the ball and play, again, as always. But, as I say, there were too many of us as a group today who were off the pace, and that's the end result. In this division, if you're off the pace, you get hurt.
Will you and Matthew be able to make up your differences?
It's not about differences, Billy. It's a case, I'm sure, that Matthew will speak this week. Don't forget, Matthew's the owner of the club, and absolute respect for the fact that Matthew's invested so much money in the club. And we wouldn't be where we are now without Matthew Bennett, plain and simple. And I think everyone knows that. It's not about differences. So I think it's important there's some clarity given, which I'm sure there will be this week. But our only focus is on the team. And as I said last week, and it won't change, they're too good a group of players. They deserve absolute focus and concentration. And that's what they get from now right through the end of the season.
How much that we've been reading in the newspapers this week, the Times, the Guardian and the Standard, how much of it is true?
There's so much paper talk coming out, but there's rumours and counter-rumours, etc. For me, as I say, it's not my job. My job is to look after the team in there and to make sure, because we have 2,500 supporters today, Billy. Fantastic effort again, great noise, great turnout, great backing for the team. And today, as a group of players and staff, we let them down. So our focus has got to be on that job there. You know, I'm sure, as I say, when a statement comes out, last week, a couple of questions remain. So that I'm sure that will be answered by Matthew and the staff. And as I say, then we can go from there. But right now, we have to apologise to the fans, recognise that we were below our best today, and work very hard and put that right.
You've made it very clear that you're looking after the group of players. You said it there, that they're your focus. Does that suggest, therefore, that you decided, as it is said in the newspapers, that you didn't want to bring anybody else in?
No, it's not about that, but I'm bemused by this not bringing players in. When you look at our squad today, we've got Alan McCormack back on the bench, James Tarkowski injured, Jake Bidwell suspended. We've got Lewis McLeod nearly back to full training, and Judgey, we're back with the group as a full player and available for selection next week. So we've got players coming back in. I'm going to have a squad of 18 and 4, 5, 6 players, Poshvitz, etc., Tabar, disappointed not to be in the 18. If I bring in a load more players, as I said before, we bring in players who can add value. If they become available, then fantastic. There's nothing about me refusing playing at all. The focus,
so that's not true?
The focus, as I say, is absolutely on the team here. That's why we're here. And as I say, we get fantastic backing from Matthew and Frank and the board, etc. And we're very, very thankful for that. And as I say, I've said to you many, many times, Billy, if we get players who add value on and off the pitch, delighted to take them. We've got to finish up as high as we possibly can in the league. That's our aim. And promotion is obviously our goal, because we wouldn't win a championship otherwise.